You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Calls at the political desk, we usually focus on the political stories you need to pay attention to. And really, the biggest story at the moment is who makes it onto that cabinet list. We're joined by somebody who knows better than most exactly how cabinet works, former government spokesperson Themba Maseko. A very good morning to you, and thank you so much for talking to us.
Good morning, Bongani, and to the listeners.
I mean, you were part of cabinet meetings as a cabinet spokesperson. You know exactly how cabinet works. We're looking, of course, at this list from which President Zuma must now choose, President Ramaphosa, I beg your pardon, must now choose members. Yes, thank goodness it's not reality at this stage. Firstly, let's talk about the size of cabinet. All indications are that it will be shrunk.
Yes, there's a body of opinion out there that says our cabinet is a bit too large. We've got too many ministers and too many departments, and most importantly, lots of deputy ministers whose role is not very clearly defined in the government system at this stage. So I think the call is that there needs to be a signal coming from the president's office that we are serious about austerity measures.
Yeah.
And the starting point is to make sure that we have a reduced cabinet, which would result in the merging of a number of departments.
So let me ask you, I mean, if we then, you know, shrink the size of cabinet, if we amalgamate different departments, if we get rid of some of them entirely, talk to me about the process that's involved in making that happen. What happens to all the support staff that would have worked for various ministers, their deputies, if we get rid of the vast majority of deputy ministers, as some people are calling for? All of those things have practical implications. How are all those people then absorbed into the system, as it were?
Well, the biggest issue is that a lot of ministers have a lot of staff who are employed in their offices, who constitute what is known as a ministry. And their term of office is linked to the ministers themselves. So when a minister leaves office, a lot of those people actually lose jobs, effectively. And that applies to staff of deputy ministers. But when it comes to departments, the most unfortunate thing that we all have to think about is that we potentially are going to lose about 18 months of government processes, because the process of merging departments is a very complex process. It requires movement of people. It requires review of legislation. It requires people moving from one building to the other. It requires possibly lots of staff, because there's going to be duplication of functions. So I think that all of us are keen to see how the president is going to be presenting this to the nation, because if you are merging departments, functions are going to have to be transferred from one department to the other. There are buildings involved, there's staff involved. So it's a very complex process which could take up to 18 months. And it's unfortunate, because a lot of the structures that were seen being established, for example, the unit that was announced in the president's office, it's a structure that was there when President Zuma took office. He came and dismantled the structure. Now we're rebuilding the same unit that used to happen. So we've lost a lot of very good, valuable time that could have been spent better delivering services to the public.
So it's obviously, you know, sexy to talk about the US, for example, having 15 ministers. But what you're saying is that the administrative nightmare to unbundle all these ministries could itself be a cost. But also talk to me about, you know, people have raised the issue of, you know, long-serving ministers. I think Jeff Hadebe, for example, has been in cabinet since 1994. The idea that perhaps we need fresh blood. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't envy President Ramaphosa, because he's going to have to try and bring in a bit of new blood. You also need to make sure that you retain some experience. But there's, again, a body of opinion out there that says that, you know, there are ministers who have been around, and I've even seen people on social media suggesting that there needs to be term limits. The issue, I think, is an important one that President Ramaphosa has to look at, because it is true, there are ministers who have been around for a very long time, and there's, I think, the scope for us to start seeing new blood at the level of the executive that can actually energize the public service to be service-oriented, to meet the needs of citizens out there. So I think that it's a difficult choice we're going to have to make.
Yeah. The Chief Justice yesterday spoke about ethical leadership. I mean, final question, and perhaps a tricky one for you to answer, but I'll ask it anyway. The President is the one who appoints members of Cabinet. But when we look at the list and some of the objections that have been raised, the people from which he must choose Cabinet members, how does he navigate that minefield, given, of course, that he himself is a deployee of the ANC?
I don't envy President Ramaphosa's position. In fact, anybody who becomes president at this particular point in time, you've got a National Assembly of 400 people there. You can choose any one of them to be in his executive. You've got members of the National Executive Committee who are having expectations, some legitimate, some not, to be appointed into cabinet. So he's going to have to navigate the different groups, the different factions, the different interests. But ultimately, he has already stated that he wants people who are committed to the new dawn, his concept of a new dawn, people who are energetic, people who can make sure that he can actually meet all those expectations that exist out there in the public.
All right, we'll leave it there. Themba Maseko, former government spokesperson, giving us a sense of the work that lies ahead. Listen, the president can talk about competent and capable people all he wants. If names like Gigaba, Musebenzi Zwane, Batabile Dlamini are still some of which he may choose, it'll ring hollow.